بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: ألست بربكم؟ قالوا: بلى. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: بلغوا عني ولو آية. صدق الله المولانا العليم. My dear respected elders and friends, in this little time that we have got to make some muzakira, to discuss on the actual objective of each and every one of us of coming to the Darul Uloom, for coming to the Islahi Jalsa, we should always bear in mind that our intention is always extremely important. One aspect which we will discuss now is actually the topic on the muhabbat, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And really, respected elders and friends, the greatest treasure which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given each and every single one of us is this free treasure, which is called the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our ta'ala shaykh, the Shaykh Hakim Akhtar Saab, nawarallahu marqadahu, rahmatullah alayhi, he explains to us very beautifully that if a person is walking in the open, a person is walking in the city center amongst the array of many different types of people, and this person does not look like he is anybody in the sight of people. He has got no financial wealth, he has got no wealth degrees, he has got no property, he has got no investment. So in our terminology, we'll say that the person has got nothing of this world. He hasn't acquired anything. He's a pauper, he's a poor person. Hazrat Hakim Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi tells us that if that very same individual has got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he has acquired that intoxicating wine or drink of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that person has acquired everything in the life of this world. So one question that comes about, that we ask ourselves, that where does this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come from? How do we acquire it? Where is it kept? Where is it found? Hazrat Hakim Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi explains to us very beautifully that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had kept each and every single one of us in the realm of the souls, in the place which is called Alame Arwah, that prior to coming to the dunya, prior to all of us coming to the life of this world, we were all in a place which was gathered where all the souls were gathered, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had questioned each and every single one of us that Alastu bi Rabbikum, that am I not your Rabb, am I not your Lord? So in this year, it is explained so beautifully that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had questioned us, that He had asked us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had placed the stamp of love onto the heart of every single person. And because of this, respected friends, it is known that when a person comes into the life of this world, that every single human being has got the stamp on his heart. And this is how, respected friends, Allah Ta'ala extends His hand of friendship on every single person, and He extends it out to each and every single one of us. So the real question that now arises is that how come I don't find this within my heart? How come I don't have this in my heart? The real answer to this, respected friends, is that it is there. But the reality is that unfortunately, because of the life that we lead, we have created a hijab, we have created a parda upon our heart, where unfortunately it has been unable for us to find this pain, to find this love. To understand in a simple example, that when a mother gives birth to a little child, then that little child comes into this world after 9 months which the mother holds it within its womb, within its belly. 9 months of pain, 9 months of toil, 9 months of struggle. Modern science today also has told you and I that if a person wants to understand what is the pain of birth, then a person should take 13 or 14 hooks, insert it into the back of a man, and elevate him from there. This would give you maybe just a little idea what the pain of birth is. But immediately when that mother gives birth to that little baby, then immediately she wants to hold that baby. A tear or two will roll out, and with great muhabbat, great love, that she has acquired her goal. And another example, for us, we are all males, we are all men here, and a person has taken his Monday to Friday week out to work, and now the weekend has come and a person has got time free. But on Monday to Friday, a person should just think that what is a person engaged in? every single person, all of us, we are engaged in going out to seek a livelihood. A person thinks to himself that I need to sleep at a certain time, I need a certain amount of time to rest, and thereafter I need to go to work so I'll be fresh and I can fulfill the takazas, the needs of my work, I can please my boss, I can fulfill my deadlines. All of these things, a person now puts it into place. He thinks of it. But what is the goal, what is the objective here, is that a person's got his family in his mind. If a man on his own has to think that I have to just earn for myself, possibly his need might be very minimal. But just because of their children, just because of his wife, just to see to the needs of the home, that person makes an added effort. And he will go happily, gratefully, even though that person might have to walk to a bus stop early in the morning, the person might have to go and work under a boss who's very oppressive, very difficult, he might have to be in an environment where colleagues, peers, people, they put him under great amounts of pressure, but the person tolerates all this. And at the end of the month, because he's got in his mind the paycheck that he will come home with. And at the end of the month, when he's walking home with a few shopping bags in his hand, and he sees that his children are running up towards him, and they're lovingly coming and they're running towards him, then he feels so happy that after a month of toil and struggle, that I've got my accolade, I've got this treasure that I've got to give my family. He feels happy about it. So likewise, respected elders and friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept a similar system for us. And what is the system Allah Ta'ala has kept? That he has kept a little bit of toil. And through that toil, a person will acquire Allah Ta'ala. But what is actually required is just how when that mother gives birth to that little baby, and she's got in her heart that no matter what the sacrifice is, there is a stamp of love which Allah Ta'ala placed in the heart. That father goes to work, he struggles on a daily basis. But because of the stamp of love that is in the heart of that person or the heart of that father, he doesn't mind. He will go all the way. And this is the great difference between love and infatuation. In the life of this world, every single benefit that we're finding is only infatuation. How sad it is, unfortunately, if a person has to go down the road to any city or town, and if a person has to look in the motor car dealerships, a person has to look at the home bank loans that are offered on the billboards, a person, every young person thinks that this is my dream, this is my acquisition. But in that acquisition, if a person buys a car, actually a person is signing himself up to be in a continuous net liability for his life. And he's just got this dream, this false notion and hope that I am somebody. But when it comes to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, respected friends, there's no infatuation. And infatuation is such that a person is prepared to sacrifice for it, and yet a person will be happy with it. And this is Allah Ta'ala's love. When it comes between a love between a person, and between a father and between his son, between a husband and a wife, there is always that little bit of infatuation. There is that little bit of dunyawi benefit that we want. But when it comes to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, respected friends, it's completely clear. So in here, just to not drift away from the topic, that when we were in akhirat, respected friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had placed on our shoulders this great thing, what we call a list. Allah Ta'ala, when He asked us, and everybody said, yes, O Allah, You are our Rabb. Allah Ta'ala had placed this pain within our heart. And this is the reason that every single person who comes into this world has got the light of Iman in his heart. It is noted by ulama ikram that many people sometimes ask and say that what will be the condition that when a person leaves this world and he goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this person now sits in front of Allah Ta'ala and says that I never heard about you. Many of us will say there are so many NGOs, there are so many people in this world that do such good work. Why do we say that if they don't have Iman, that person won't find himself in Jannah? Ulama ikram explained that because Allah Ta'ala has placed the stamp of love in the heart of every single person has got this istiadat. Every person has got this belief in front of him in his heart that Allah Ta'ala is the supreme being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my Rabb. Allah Ta'ala is my creator. And ulama ikram have written that if you take a person and you put him in the center of an ocean and then you drop that person in the dead of the night alone, ask yourself, who is that person going to call? Is he going to call his father? Is he going to call his friend? Is he going to dial 911? Is he going to dial 10111? That person, Allah is going to come out of his heart. In whichever way he terms his Rabb, his God, his benefactor, that will come out of the heart of a person. So every single person has got this within his heart. But there is this little bit of kufr. And kufr, according to some dictionaries, that the root word comes from farming. And when a person goes to farm, what does a person do? He takes a seed, he digs a hole, and he puts it in the ground and he covers it up. So this is what is called kufr. A person has got the seed of iman within his heart, but a person has covered it up. Now when a person comes into the company of the mashayikh to find the love of Allah Ta'ala, what happens is that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala allows that pain to be re-erupted, to come out again. And what is it? That when a person wants to find pure love in his life, for example, if a man has got his wife, and the more you find that your wife is sincere to you, the more that person falls in love. The more we find that the child obeys the commands of the parent, the more you will find that that parent will be more in love with their child. He'll be prepared to sacrifice. He'll be so happy. And this is Qurratu Ayn. This is when we say that, may my child be the coolness of my eyes. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has made this beautiful system that through sincerity, there is gain. Through sincerity, there is heart connection. So likewise, in the same way, respected friends, if we have got a relationship with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and a person within the framework of this relationship is involved in gunas, a person is involved in sins, day and night, what actually happens is that a person distances himself from Allah Ta'ala, and that stamp of alas, that stamp when Allah Ta'ala asks that, am I not your Rabb, the stamp actually becomes covered. So here if we really look at it, the real lesson that we learn when we come in the school of the mashayikh, is how Bayjan mentioned so beautifully last night, Ahmad Barakatum, that what is when a person sits in the company of the mashayikh, is the mashayikh or a person, sheikh particularly, he becomes the abwab of the door of tawbah. He becomes Babu Tawbah. He becomes the door where a person starts introspecting. He looks inside of his own heart. And a person starts thinking to myself that I looked everywhere else. I looked at the sins and the wrongs of the entire mankind. I had to criticize this one, I could see that one, but I didn't look at my own faults. And it's only when a person starts looking at his own faults, recognizes his wrong, and through the tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala, he starts lamenting, he starts crying, he starts realizing that this is my wrong that I've committed, and there are things that I need to correct within the framework of my life. And in a nutshell, respected friends, this is Islam. إصلاح لأنين المذنبين أحب إلي من زجل المسبحين. نبي باك صلى الله عليه وسلم informs us that by the agency Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that when a person laments over his wrongs, over his sins, he has made errors, he has made mistakes, but when a person goes down on that musalla and that person lifts up his hands and that person starts to cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recognizing those sins, what happens is, Allah Ta'ala says, this is more beloved to me than a person who's taking and glorifying me 24/7. Just that person who's looking at his wrongs, looking at his harams. So this weekend, respected friends, when we talk of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, it's where a person develops a relationship with Allah Ta'ala. How is that relationship developed with Allah Ta'ala? Is where that stamp which Allah Ta'ala had placed in his heart, it now becomes apparent. But how does it become apparent? Is where a person actually goes under a course to wash a person's heart. And that heart will be washed when a person washes out all the gunas, all the wrongs, all the sins. And this is the most beautiful part, respected friends. If a person has to really look at it, think of it, what better can there be in a way where a person is teaching you to correct yourself, to move forward, to rectify yourself? If a person just has to think of a simple example, that every person is looking for barakat, blessings, to move forward in life, to advance in life. But how is this possible? If, for example, a young boy, the youth program is downstairs, but a young boy has got an illicit relationship or he's got an incorrect relationship with a young girl, and the father or the mother finds out, all hell will break loose. What will happen? Mother will go crazy. Father will go crazy. This young boy knows that there's a limit for me. If I cross the boundaries and I do certain amount of wrong, and I do it very wrong things, and unfortunately, I lose all the barakat, all the blessings. We all do very well understand that if a person consumes funds which are haram, money which is haram, immediately there's no blessings in it. Even if you ask a person who's a non-Muslim, and you tell him, what do you have to say about stolen money? He tell you, boss, there's no barakat, there's no blessings in that money. You see today and it's gone tomorrow. So every human being testifies to the fact where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that if we break His command, we lose our blessings, we lose blessings. Now if you look at it currently, in our current situation of the world, in the country, every single person is worried, person is reading the tabloids, the news bulletins, we have looked at it wrong. If for example a person has to just think of it, that what if we are taught in the Shariat, that there is no word such as coincidence in the Arabic dictionary. Everything is cause and effect. Whatever actions we send up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, proportionate those conditions will come down to you and I. If a person sends up good actions, Allah ta'ala will send good actions or good conditions down upon you. If we send up what is wrong, Allah ta'ala will send down conditions that are proportionate to those actions. So in the same light, respected elders and friends, that when we take the field of the love of Allah Ta'ala, actually it is a wholesome, the benefits is unbelievable. And one of the benefits that we can just say or discuss, that what we are searching for on a daily basis, is Allah Ta'ala will give us a land that is full of aman. Allah Ta'ala will give us a land that is full of peace. Allah Ta'ala will give us a life that is full of peace. Allah Ta'ala will give us a home that is full of peace. Children that will bring us peace, homes that will bring us peace, wives that will bring us peace, jobs that will bring us peace. Today, unfortunately, because we are living a life that we live a life where sin has become justified, and because we are unable to see it, what happens is we become the source of making black magic on our own shoulders. We don't have to go to person A and B to find out is there something wrong and happening. Just introspect for a few minutes. There's a very beautiful couplet that is written here. That Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says, Dil azal se ta koi aanch ka shudai hai thi, ik chot parani wo ubar hai, the heart is from azal. Remember something, friends, that what we have to understand is we've come here to find a condition of the heart. This is so very beautiful to understand, that many times today when people consider a man as a good alim, a person as a good scholar, all of us are looking at how many clicks has he got on his Instagram page or on his Facebook page, how many followers this person has got. You and I also generally understand that a person who is a good alim is a person who gives a flowery bayan. And we generally enjoy it. A few years ago in Raiwin, we met Bhai Mushtaq, so he told us, he said, if you sit in a talk or in a bayan, that you don't get any effect on your heart, or you don't feel like you want to change, then it was like listening in your olden days to a music song. It was good for the time you listened to it, and when it was finished, it was completed. Today, one aspect we should remember, in our bayan, in the khanqa, you won't find extremely fancy words. You won't find a man that's like a moving thesaurus, or you find that he's got an Oxford in his head on the one side, and he's got a Google search on the other side, that he's got an antonym and a synonym for everything. But what you will find, respected friends, is such talks and bayans, that sitting for a few minutes, you will feel an inclination to Allah Ta'ala. You will feel your sins that are coming apparent in front of you, the need to change. And as Muslims, respected friends, this is what we really need to search for. What we really need to look for is that those type of bayanat and talks that will take us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just having a talk where a person sat for 3-4 hours, but a person didn't even feel the consciousness of Fajr namaz, missing in Jamaat the next morning, or even just his salat, then you have to ask yourself, is that the real talk that I need to find? And this is why, respected friends, when a person finds a kamil sheikh, a person who he falls in love with, we all sometimes wonder that, what is this? What am I really? What are people head over heels this? A person is head over heels of this because I was living a life of darkness. I was stuck in clubs and drink and parties and all these wrong things. But this is the being that helped me and instilled that light of Islam within my heart, and it brought me away from it. What better treasure can you get? Which king in this world can offer thee this treasure? Never ever. So beautifully it says that, remember my friends, this heart is from Azal. This heart has come from the Akhirat. It hasn't come from this world. And this heart is not infatuated with love. The life of this world, every day the Western world works to infatuate that heart with its love. Through advertising. Our Sheikh mentioned so beautifully to us when he visited us at our hometown 2 weeks ago. We were asking Hazrat that how does it actually happen that we find that people's minds are changing X, Y, Z. So he mentioned so beautifully that in the advertising world, people get together to instill a concept in your mind. And they understand that keep the quote short, but you need to repeat it. And today one friend of mine, we were discussing the same thing. So he said yes. He works in corporate. So he said yes. What they do is they will spend money on this. And what they do is spend money on trying to instill a certain thought, mindset, belief in your heart. Short statement, but continuously they implant it in your heart. And after a while, after a time of implanting it, they know at some time that you will believe that this will happen. You will believe that it's right. And you will justify that it's right on their behalf. So they continuously do that. So the heart, my respected friend, it is not a heart that is infatuated. What is this? This heart, Allah Ta'ala has made it pure. And this is the place where a person comes to wash it. And this is the love of Allah Ta'ala, that a person takes the infatuation of the fakeness of the life of this world, and now a person places Allah Ta'ala's love in it. And what is this heart? Ikachut parani wa ubari here. That a person, the old age wound, it is now paining again. And this is the love of Allah Ta'ala, that a person find that my heart is wounded for Allah Ta'ala, I'll sacrifice for this being. And any minute when that wound is gone, that pain is gone, he finds his enjoyment, he finds that he's lost, he's totally gone. So immediately a person now sits in tawbah, a person cries to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And when a person finds this beautiful love, this beautiful couplet of our great grandfather, Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahmatullah alayhi, used to say, Na kabhi te baada paras, humne hame ye dhuk sharab hai, lab yaar ye chooste the, khwab mein wahi dhuk masti khwab hai. Neither will a person, neither did we ever have the taste of wine, neither did it intoxicate us. Where a person lives in the life of this world, and when you are stuck with that infatuation from the life of the West, and you're dreaming that I could be living at a living, or I could be at a beautiful beachfront, and I could have a cocktail in one hand and a cigar in the other hand, he says you won't even have the desire for this. That where the world has places its riches in beautiful cars and palatial homes, you'll have such an infatuation of enjoyment, such a closeness when a person drinks from the wine of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, that not you will even desire to taste this. And what had happened here, he says, that all that happens is like how the people of this world, they look at the fake infatuation of this world, and all that happens is as if he's in a dream, and he's sucking his lips, as if he's enjoying and thinking that I am in the certain place, and I am in the certain environment, and I've got these promises of the world, but it never ever happens for the vast majority and the bulk of people. Yet when it comes to the treasure of Allah Ta'ala, it is there for real, and not that a person can acquire it when he's retired, and he reaches a certain financial status, a person can acquire it almost immediately. Kisi kon wa makan, me jo narak ki jaat ki dil, ghazab dikha wo chankari, meri mitti me shamil ki. That which the universe, in conclusion, our Dada Sheikh says so beautifully, remember something my dear friends, and this is a lesson that we can all take, that which the universe could never ever promise you, no matter where you go in this world, no matter what effort you make, no matter what qualification, no matter what financial standing you are, what the world will never be able to promise you, and what the world is not able to give you. Remember, respected friends, that the astounding bottom fact of everything is the jewel that the whole world is looking for, that beautiful ember, Allah Ta'ala has placed it in your heart. And this is the environment, respected friends, that when we come into it, it is to release, it is to unwound, and to take out that ember in that heart and let it glow again. It has just been covered by the temporary life of infatuatory world that we have within us. In this little time that we have, all the friends of Allah Ta'ala, the great ulama that we have sit before us, our senior mashayikh, and what a jalsa, what beautiful speakers has come together. Let us make that intention when we sit in front of all our senior mashayikh, make that intention that the treasure in the heart, this is what I want, and this is what we're here for. We're not here for words, we're not here for fancy talks, we're here to find that ember, that beautiful treasure that Allah Ta'ala has kept in our hearts.